You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, the Municipal Employees Pension Fund is a pension fund that that looks after the pensions of around 30,000 members across 117 municipalities. And that pension fund has been in the news of late, actually for the last 3 months or so, around some irregularities that have been coming up. Most recently, of course, around the fact that some of their members have written to the Financial Sector Conduct Authority requesting that the current fund administrator be removed and that the fund be placed under curatorship. I'm joined on the line by Phumutso Ndoa, who is a director at Ndoa Attorneys. That is the legal firm representing the MEPF. To take a look at this and try and understand this, good evening, Phumutso. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start at the end of the story, I suppose, and we'll work our way backwards with the application that's before the FSCA now. What is that application with regards to, and can you give us some context?
Good evening, Jimmy. Good evening to your listeners as well, and thank you for having me today on your show. Yeah, so basically there are three matters that we actually handling on behalf of the members against the MEPF and the coming. So basically there is an application for a reconsideration that is before the FSCA in terms of which the MEPF seeks to have a decision by the FSCA declaring the board of the MEPF to be improperly constituted, set aside. And then you have another application for reconsideration that has been brought before the Financial Sector Tribunal, in terms of which the MEPF seeks also to have an exemption, extended, an exemption against holding an AGM extended. Then we have the third matter, which I think is the matter that you've called before, which is a matter that pertains to the complaint filed by the members at the FSCA, in which the members seek that the MEPF be placed under curatorship and that the license, that is the licensed administrator, Akani, that their license be withdrawn. So those are the three matters that we're having.
Now, let's go into some of the details here, because I was looking at some of the various bits and pieces of the conversation, and it looks as though this has been ongoing for quite some time. Let's start with taking a look at the board adjustments or the independent board. I mean, what's sitting before the tribunal at the moment is the fact that the FSCA had previously ruled that an independent board needs to be constituted. What is happening there, and what is the position of the pension fund on that?
Yeah. So let's talk about that. That's under case number A43/2023. So the problem is that there was an AGM that was unlawful that took place in 2021. And unfortunately, there was no proper representation of the employees in that AGM. So basically, the rules of the fund were not followed in the election of that AGM. And as a result, I believe it was in 2023, the FSCA decided to issue a resolution or a decision that says that, well, the board has not been properly constituted. So basically, we have got an invalid board because the rules of the MEPF or the rules of the fund were not followed when the board was elected at the AGM in 2021. So that's what's actually happening there. So the MEPF has brought an application to have the decision to declare the board to be improperly constituted, to be set aside, and we're actually opposing that. And the reason why we oppose that is because prior to the AGM that took place in 2021, individual municipalities or members that were at individual municipalities, they're referred to as municipality authorities, were supposed to have their own sort of elections. You could call them regional elections in political terms or in South African political terms. So that never happened. So you had an AGM that was constituted of delegates who nobody knows how they were appointed to be present at the AGM that took place in 2020, in 2021.
Okay. Phumutso, that takes care of some of the governance issues. Let's move on to what those governance issues may have caused. Mergence is another fund manager that was managing a portion of these funds, I understand, around 7 billion rand of that. And alongside there, it seems as though Mergence had some issues as well. And the fund principal chief executive, or the principal executive officer of the fund at the time, happened to be the wife or former wife of the fund administrator. And Mergence had cited a conflict of interest here. Take us through that briefly, because I still want to get through to some other issues.
So one of the reasons why we say we want the fund to be put under curatorship is because the administration of the fund by Akane has been mirrored by conflict of interest since from its inception. So the principal officer of the fund for the longest of time was Ms. Margaret Lagrange, who is actually was actually a customary wife of the chairman or the MD of Akane, Mr. Zamani Lijani. And they actually had a kid together. It's quite clear when you look at everything that the decisions were discussed by the two of them and the other person by the board. That's what you see when you look at the papers and the evidence that we have. So that is the conflict of interest that I believe merchants would probably be raising. I'm not so sure which complaint you are referring to, but that's a conflict of interest that the SSC has known about for a very long time, which I believe they are currently investigating.
All right. Let's wrap up with the other conflict of interest, or potential conflict of interest, and that relates to Akane directly and the MEPF, the pension fund itself, the land deal. There was a land deal that had a 330 times markup on a land price, a piece of land sold back to the pension fund at an exorbitant rate. Is that something you're bringing forward as part of the reason you're requesting curatorship?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, property was bought using MEPF money, and it was bought supposedly to be owned by the MEPF, but it was never really registered in the name of the MEPF. So, you know, that's also a material conflict of interest that forms part of our referral of the complaint.
Phumutso, when we look at the request for curatorship, what are you wanting the FSCA to achieve as an outcome here? You're wanting for the current fund administrator to be removed, and then what else to be done in this process?
Yeah, this is the problem that we have. Firstly, we've got a board that was not properly elected. We've got a board that was elected in an unlawful AGM. So if the board has been elected in an unlawful AGM, then it means that the board needs to be set aside, and then you then need someone who's going to have to oversee that. And the best person to do that would be the FSCA. But you also have an administrator who is simply not fit and proper, who has violated fiduciary duties as prescribed by the financial regulations, be the FI Act or Pension Fund Act, on numerous occasions. So they are not fit to hold the Section 13B license, or rather the Cat 1 license to administer any pension fund, we argue, and we say, or rather our clients argue. So that is the bottom line. So two issues. One, the board must go. Two, the license must be withdrawn in order to protect trust properties or properties and pension funds belonging to members in the country.
Phumutso, at this stage, have any monies been lost from the pension fund's perspective that you are aware of?
Look, this is the problem. The problem that we have is that you have a situation where accounting is a big problem with MEPF, and that's one of the reasons why we say that the board must go and Akane must go. Members hardly receive benefit statements. Those that receive benefit statements, receive benefit statements with inconsistent amounts. So you have situations where 10 years ago, the benefit statement reflects 1.8 million, and then in the next 10 years, it's around 900,000. So those are the problems that we have. And you have situations where our clients tell us, and our clients argue, and even in the papers that I'm not so sure if you got them, our clients tell us that their benefits are simply not growing. And from what we hear is that probably one of the reasons, from the witnesses that we have, even those that were at Akane, from what we hear is that one of the reasons why the benefits are not growing is because of the excessive fees that are being charged by Akane. I mean, you've got an administrator who has charged over a billion rand in administrative fees. This you don't find. This is beyond the benchmark. I mean, done a benchmark, and this is beyond. This doesn't make sense. And our members believe that it is because of the excessive fees that are being charged by the administrator that results in them having very little growth. So if you want to argue whether money has been lost or not, then I think a failure to grow is evidence of such, in my view. That's just my view. I'm not so sure how we see it.
Well, we'll definitely keep an eye on these and other developments. The last thing we want is people losing their hard-earned pension funds, but that's all we have time for this segment. That's Phumutso Ndo, who is a director at Ndo Attorneys, representing the Municipal Employees a Pension Fund in their bid to have their fund placed under curatorship.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.